insurance that doesn't cost more than your aircraft. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome into this Aero News special feature, and thanks for downloading us today. My guest today is Rick Lindsay, who is the president and CEO of Prime Insurance. And we're here to talk about insuring aircraft. Rick showed up at the Utah Rotorcraft fly-in with an insurance program and a talk to the people who were gathered about insuring specifically helicycles, an experimental single-seat helicopter. But in talking with Rick, he's looking at doing much more than that specific niche, and we wanted to talk to him more about that today. Rick, thanks for joining us. Tell us about your company. What got you involved in this kind of activity?
Well, I got involved in the insurance business 30 years ago, insuring high-risk or supposedly high-risk activities that, defined by the regular insurance companies, and started insuring helicopter, ski guides, rafting. That's how originally my desire to fly kind of surfaced. But I provide insurance nationwide, business and personal, for specialty or hard-to-place insurance. Aircraft is certainly one of those, and I learned that when I wanted to buy my own helicopter, and the insurance kind of knocked it out of the ballpark. It just made it impossible for me to own it, and so I started insuring aircraft at that point. And we do offer, a lot of experimental aircraft. We insure a lot of Lancairs, which is a high-performance aircraft. We work with the manufacturers. We work with the people who check them out. So it's a really neat community. And I had this experience back with the River Runners. It's small, real people, just good down-to-earth people. And the whole insurance world doesn't make sense in a lot of cases. And, I think that's why anybody who can go self-insured these days, is because insurance doesn't really work. If you have a claim, they cancel you. Katrina is kind of a good example where, the event happens and all the insurance companies are broke and don't want to write there anymore. I mean, that's the business they're in, and they should be able to sustain those kinds of events. So, what we do is we support professionals, whether it's businesses or individuals. And obviously, experience is a factor, but I started out as a zero-hour pilot and got the experience with good quality people. And so we're interested in supporting, the small aircraft world. We're not going to ever compete with the large aircraft, big Learjets and stuff. But, small helicopters, single-engine helicopters, the cycles, even student pilots and instructor pilots, we're happy to provide them individual coverage they need.
Okay, now when you get into small aircraft, there seems to be a disconnect from reality in terms of premium. So I know that, one of the premises behind Part 103 and the ultralights was that we're going to create a class of vehicles. The FAA doesn't even call them aircraft. They're vehicles which are limited in speed, weight, and fuel capacity, with the idea that their ability to do damage to other people will be limited. In other words, if a 254-pound aircraft falls in an office building, nobody will even look up from their desks. And so that should, I guess what I don't understand is, in an aircraft where and let's get into the small experimental world, because those guys are more likely to be insured anyway. Why insurance has been either unavailable completely or so expensive for something like a helicycle?
Right. Well, I think that, again, you're dealing with I hate to use banks as an example, but insurance companies and banks, I know my bank doesn't do me any good. If I really needed a loan and didn't have money, they're probably not going to loan it to me. So that's my general feeling, is that insurance companies and banks have gotten so big that they don't focus on the small guy. And so, these big insurance companies, Lloyd's underwriters, why do they want to insure some guy with a helicycle? It's not a lot of premium. It doesn't get anybody's excitement level up. And that's really where we focused, is on that small stuff where the other guys overlook it and don't see it as an opportunity. And as you were saying, these small aircraft, I'm shocked that, the fact that they have been so expensive. I'm actually still kind of on a gathering mission trying to find out what they get it for. Mm-hmm. I know at this show, and, you know, for the past 4 years, we've been writing helicopter pilots, CFIs, and students an annual policy for as little as $400 a year. Mm-hmm. The helicycles and the small single passenger aircraft, or vehicles as you mm-hmm. call them, you know, the price range should be somewhere between $500 and $1,000 as a starting point. And to me, that's affordable. I don't know what the other markets have been providing, because most people don't like insurance. And when insurance guys start asking questions, they're, you know, it's kind of like, we don't trust you, shoot in the dark mentality. They don't want to show you what they have. So, you know, that's what I always try and do is start with people very basic and just say, let's look at what you have. And if you don't have anything, you know, let's get you something, because some coverage is better than none. And that's what I find is either people overbuy insurance or they get fed up with it and they buy no insurance. And like everything else in life, you know, moderation is the key. So, you know, or the right tool for the job. A lot of insurance makes you an attractive target and probably, you know, has the attorneys frothing at the mouth running for you. If you have no insurance, they're disinterested, but, you know, you're still going to have to pay a claim and defend yourself. And if you have some insurance, it'll defend you and it'll take care of the claim. So, you know, we start off with a low limits policy for pilots and aircraft owners of 25 per person, 50 per accident, 100 annual aggregate, and we'll go all the way up to $1 million, $5 million, $10 million. Obviously, as the limit goes up, the cost gets higher. But, you know, as an underwriter and the president of the company, I see these small aircraft as a real opportunity. You know, in most cases, there'll be very limited damage to any third parties. Mm-hmm. You know, the pilot's the one who's going to be injured, and that's not covered by liability insurance.
Rick, I want to get into another area, and I think you've just touched on it. When we come back, I want to talk about manufacturers who appear at some, in some cases to be caught between the options of no insurance and insurance that makes them a target. My guest is Rick Lindsay, who is the CEO and president of Prime Insurance. They're based in Chicago, Illinois, and we'll be back to talk with him more in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800 for Cessna.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and known ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to this Aero News special feature. I'm Paul Plack, talking today with Rick Lindsay, who's the president and CEO of Prime Insurance. Rick's company, due partly, in fact, to the fact that he started flying small aircraft, a helicopter, is getting into the business of offering insurance products to people who have traditionally had a hard time buying them in the aircraft industry. Rick, let me ask you about manufacturers now, because one of the cases that stands out in my mind as one of the greatest outrages of the court system of all time is when Parker Hannifin was sued. I think it ended up being a $5 million settlement. They were sued because they made the vacuum pumps on an aircraft that crashed in the southern United States and killed a politician, a prominent politician. And they ended up having to settle that case and went out of the vacuum pump business, even though the vacuum pumps on that plane had been working. That made me think maybe the world's gone nuts.
Right.
I see a lot of manufacturers at an event like this, which is a small rotorcraft event in Utah. We see products that come from kit makers who carry no insurance on the theory that they'll be less attractive to lawsuits, if that's the case. You're saying that there's a middle ground. How should a manufacturer evaluate that and approach that?
Well, I think I'd start off by saying 98% of all lawsuits are settled. That's why most businesses that can go self-insured, is so that cases like that don't get settled. When you go into court on cases like that, what's the most frustrating thing is everybody wants you to settle. You know, before you go to court, there's a settlement conference with the judge, and he's pounding on you to settle. Everybody's pounding on you to settle. And when you've done nothing wrong, you need to look at it more as a long-term issue rather than just this immediate claim. You know, when I started insuring rafting guides in California, every time somebody died on a raft trip, they'd pay him $1 million. Now somebody dies on a raft trip, and if nobody did anything wrong, we don't pay anything. We defend them and we fight them, and that's really why the rafting business is still in business today, is because we fought for them. So, you know, most businesses at some point get involved in litigation where they get upset and they either take a higher deductible or they form a captive to gain control, Disneyland being the best example. Disneyland could not afford regular insurance where 98% of all claims are settled. The premiums would go up, the attorneys would come up, so a good fight is what you need. And that's, you know, the insurance carrier for that manufacturer did them a disservice by settling that claim. They should have fought it at all costs. If you lose, you appeal. You know, we lost a case in Hawaii on a downhill bicycle tour. It was a baloney case, $40,000 case at most. Jury, runaway jury, awarded $1.3 million. We appealed. We settled it a year later for under $100,000. So, you know, courts and that whole system is scary. And most people don't deal with it on a daily basis like I do. When you have to deal with it, you need somebody that's calm. It's like, you know, being in an aircraft with a pilot who's never auto-rotated before. You know, you want to be in an aircraft with somebody who knows, you know, and you're calm. Hey, he knows what he's doing. I feel comfortable. And that's what the legal system is. So much of the legal system is fear that it's ridiculous. And in any lawsuit, you know, on the river companies, aircraft, whatever, bus cases, they always go after the individual, the bus driver, the pilot, the river guide. And that's to create more fear and get more people to push for settlement. And so, you know, in our cases, when we have accidents, we work with the people. We're their partner. We make them feel comfortable. And in most cases, you know, our insured is sitting there wanting to fight with us. And that is the strongest. That's how you settle, you know, an avalanche death case for $20,000 instead of paying $1 million. I mean, you know, it's something that it's just common sense. It's basics. Insurance is all about, you know, ignoring it. And with most problems, if you ignore things, they resurface. They don't go away.
Well, you know, this sounds like it should almost be looked at in the same light as somebody offering you a plea bargain for something you didn't do. I mean, it could, you know, it has that kind of long-term implications.
Well, I think it's even worse, because normally when somebody takes a plea bargain, they don't go to jail. You know, this would be compared to taking a plea bargain and still going to jail.
Right.
So, you know, it is, you know, it's scary, it's frustrating. You know, the legal system is frustrating. That's all I dealt with for 30 years. And, you know, my wife, she gets frustrated with it all the time. It's a crappy system, but it is a system. And what you have to do is learn how to use it to your advantage instead of fighting it, kind of like the wind.
Yeah.
Now, if you use the wind to your advantage, it's a lot easier than if you're fighting it all the time. And so, you know, it's real simple stuff. It really is. And unfortunately, the insurance distribution chain is, you know, not the most efficient. Banks years ago had to evolve and get more efficient. Insurance companies never have. They still have the same antiquated distribution system. The agent, broker who sell your policy, they're disconnected from the underwriters and the companies and the attorneys making the claims, and they're all supposed to work together. And that's why people go self-insured, is so they can get that working together relationship that benefits you. And, you know, that's, again, why I got into the insurance business, is to help small people work like Disneyland, you know, and not be taken advantage of by a system that will take advantage of you if you're a sitting duck.
Well, before they tear the tent down on us here, I want to ask you about the specific product that you brought to this show to show people.
We offer individual pilots and really any individual a personal liability policy, whether you're a motocross racer, whether you're a skateboarder, on an individual basis, we'll offer you a policy. We also offer aircraft you know, hang gliders, powered parachutes, helicycles, all of the aircraft or vehicles coverage in the aircraft world. And then we also provide products liability too. So those are the main things that we do. And, you know, it really comes down to managing litigation in the end of the day.
So www.primeis.com is the website. How should people contact you by phone if they have questions?
They can contact me directly at 801-304-5510.
Rick, we really appreciate you taking some time out, and we really appreciate even more you're making this product available.
You bet. Thank you.
My guest has been Rick Lindsay, President and CEO of Prime Insurance Company, and you've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.